4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, but we will be stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a few pre-check-ins. I'll read those first, and then we'll go up and see about echo links. Got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred up there in TR, and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're both up in Traveler's Rest. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fledge over here in Easley. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock. And N1DBM, that's Mr. David, he's over at Five Forks. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. EJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's also in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us and using our pre-check-in. Now let's go up to see if there's any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative. Good evening, Gary. WN4V.
Well, I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa. I'm landing via EchoLink, Independence, Ohio. In and out.
Hey, 4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu. Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County, and we'll probably lurk around for a little while either on the EchoLink or the RF for the swap net portion. So good evening to you all on the net. 73s all around.
4DOS, I think I got stepped on. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V. John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, Gary. WN4V.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, John, we did have a double there. I got you, WN4V, Mr. John, down in Bradenton, Florida. Appreciate you being with us. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, up in Independence, Ohio. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Don't you work too hard. Come home safely to us. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, up there at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. And there's one more EchoLink station up. Well, he dropped that. No, he's still there. EchoLink station's on your net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I've still got one more EchoLink station that I did not get. If I didn't read your call back into your Echo Lake station, try it again, please.
Net control, this is KJ4HKC, Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John and Belton. Be negative and negative.
All righty, John, we got you that time. KJ4HKC, Mr. John down there in Belton. Appreciate you being with us, and I think you must have doubled with John up there at the very start of this. But we worked through it, got it all, got all you folks off of Echo Link into the logbook here, and that really helps us out a bunch. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please say hello to Miss Joy for me. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt, Western Marina County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS. Hey, David. Check in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens, we're moving in and out, but we're listening to the net.
QS, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, alias, Giggles. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, my husband, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
AOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden Inman, I'll be negative and negative, but listen for the SWAT net.
Please check in KI4, MLA, and I will be around for comments.
For DOS. Please check in K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Do I still have an echo? Thanks, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge, another great group of folks. Like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us, Matt. And WB4MOU, Mr. Ron, over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and I call her Giggles because I like the way she laughs. And her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. To Rick and Michelle, we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us, Al. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And Pat, no, I did not hear an echo tonight. What'd you do to fix it? It sounded like you had Echo Link on in the background or something. That's the reason I brought it to your attention. But it's not there tonight. You're sounding good there, young man.
Thank you, sir. There's a little clicking noise in your signal. After you've talked for a minute or so, it begins to click, and it's a very regular spaced clicking. I don't have an idea what that is, but it's there, at least on my end. K4OSH, back to net control.
Well, I do appreciate it. You know, these things have gremlins in them every once in a while. Maybe that's what's wrong with mine. It's probably what was wrong with yours as well. But don't hear it tonight, so you're sounding good there, buddy. And I'll do some research and development, see if I can find something on my end. All right, that's continuing with roll call and the mic through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo, Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Foxtrot. Gina, Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
Kilo, Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Golf, that's Jeff, Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KJ4PAF. Miss Gina up there at Kings Mountain. And KJ4PAG, Mr. Jeff, he's also in Kings Mountain. Gina, y'all are sounding good up there from Kings Mountain tonight. Appreciate y'all checking in with us. Good hearing you on the air. It's the first time I've heard you check in, but take the microphone away from Jeff every once in a while and come in there and talk with us. Y'all have a great evening. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. ROW, Richard Grable. No roundtable, no traffic.
KI4DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travelers Rest, no traffic. Good evening, Gary.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-ray. This is Carol, Greenville County, and I will be negative and negative tonight. 73 to everybody.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there in TR. Appreciate you being with us, Brother Ray. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, down there in Felser. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KM4RGX, Mr. Carroll. He's over there in Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Carroll. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. And Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman. No comment, no traffic.
Hey, good evening. KN4RJN. Mr. John up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Go Bravo 1 Zulu Alpha, Yo and Easton Ollie. And I have some traffic for the SWAPnet, Gary.
DOS. Everyone, please check in and out. KI4. VLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, up in Asheville.
Yes. Hope you enjoy. You're doing well. It's been a while. But if you will, sir, check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November, my wife Sabrina. Check her in by proxy, Gary. She's at work tonight. I'm at home in Chesney. Check us in and out. Hey, Gary, I have a question for you if you have a second.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB1ZA, Mr. Joe up there in Easton Ollie. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Be back to you to get your update on the SWAPnet items in just a little bit. And KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, Miss Linda. They're up in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. and KJ4 UHX, Mr. Jamie, and his sweet bride, KJ4 YLN, Miss Sabrina. Jamie is in Chesney and Sabrina's at work. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Jamie, tell Sabrina we said hello, and what's your question?
Gary, I'm having problems renewing Sabrina's license online. She does remember her, I guess, her password or whatever. Are there any way I can get in touch with a VE to have that taken care of?
I can try to help you, Jamie, but it'll be after the net. But you say you just need to renew Sabrina's license?
Yes, sir.
I'll close the net out, and if we can't get together tonight after the net, I'll see if I can get in touch with you tomorrow. How can I get in touch with you?
My cell phone number is
864-680-9675.
809675. Yes, sir.
I'll holler at you after the net. If you're still around, we'll see what we can do then. If not, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Gary, how about just give me a phone call tomorrow, because I don't know if I'm going to be around after the net tonight. Got to get kids ready to send them to bed so they got school tomorrow. So, 73, and you enjoy. Have a good one. Pleasure hearing you as always. KJ4UHX, back to net.
I'll give you a call tomorrow. Tell Sabrina we said hello, and good hearing you on the air again. Y'all take care. Alrighty, continuing with roll call and the uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell your wife and Wayne and everybody else in the family we said hi. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. At Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. Hope everyone's doing all right out there tonight. 73's.
KI4DOS. Please check in and out November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo Herb and Shelby. And just comment if my audio is okay or not, please.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, Joy, and the rest of the net, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easily negative, negative.
Negative and negative.
DOS. November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joel in trousers rest. Good evening, Gary and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. 10-4, Amy Joe, Doug and Walhalla.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4BDM, Mr. Jim over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KO4AOW, Mr. David, he's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, David. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there, Shelby. Appreciate you being here, Herb. And Herb, it sounds like you're sitting here in the room with me. You got good audio, didn't have any problems whatsoever. Also like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And W4AKG. That's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And KO4EEA, Mr. Steve, down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being here, Doug. And KB2BYQ. Mr. David, and he's also over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope all you fine folks are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo Zoo Hotel, group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KE4EA, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha, Dave in Spartanburg, and my wife Vicky, KS4VJ, Kilo Sierra 4, Victor Juliet, negative and negative.
4DOS, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, negative and negative. Mike, Gary, stay dry and thanks. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE4EA. That's Mr. Dave. And his sweet bride, KS4VJ, Miss Vicky. They're over there in Spartanburg. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Vicky we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, over there, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DJ, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Delta Juliet, as Tim and Anderson, be negative and negative.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. KO4EYV, David and Whitmire, no traffic, no comment. 73.
DOS. And Gary, please check in Kilo November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. Again, board, UBG, Kevin, about in. Check me in, check me out. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KO4HDJ, Mr. Tim, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tim. And KO4EYV, Mr. David. He's down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope all you folks are doing well. Let's move on up to the India through Lima, group I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Gary. This is Sam. Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot. Glad to hear you on the net tonight. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate being a part of the group. Thank you.
Joyce, hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. And good evening to Miss Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KI4DOS, Please check in Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. Tom, I'm in downtown Greenville, and I'll be around for the swap net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KG4LPF. Mr. Sam, down there in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room, and I don't know what she's doing. I think she was on the phone. I'll have to check with her in a moment. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in Mindy in Simpsonville. KN4HTP. Also check in my husband Mark. W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, and we'll both be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. She brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Wendy, tell Mark we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's try additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Now, before I open it up to the big group, Joy is on the phone. She's talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. So I got him via telephone relay again tonight. I wish he'd get back on the air. Let's try all call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo 4 Z Alpha Whiskey. K4ZAW. Amos in Simpsonville. No comment and no traffic for this evening.
I would like to say good evening. K4ZAW down there in Simpsonville. If you don't mind, sir, give me your name again. I had a coughing spell and I couldn't hear what you said. I do apologize, but give me your name, please.
Roger, that name here is Amos Alpha Mike Oscar Sierra.
So I apologize. Like I said, I had a tickle in my throat and had to cough, and about the time you said your name, I coughed real loud and I just missed it. But appreciate you being with us. Glad to hear you on here. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each night. Got a different net controller, so come back as often as you can. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. Juan and Greenville. No traffic, no comment. But listen, 73.
Good evening to my buddy Juan, WA4KC over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. About wind it up for right there, so we'll secure the formal portion of the net. We've got thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on back to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. If one said he would got something for the swap net, we'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. KB1ZA, Mr. Joe, up there in East Denali. Joe, what can we do for you tonight, young man?
Did you check my listing and see if I have a Yaesu FT-950 for sale? Would you please scratch that has been sold?
I'm happy to. I do appreciate it. The only thing that I see that you've got left, Joe, is the, let me see here, make sure, the LDG tuner.
I got another listing for you, so hold on to your pants. this one's for Yaesu FTM-400XDR 2 and 440 meter mobile radio. I'd like to get $400 for that, Gary. Copy?
You have for sale a Yaesu FTM-200XDR, 2 meter 440 mobile, right?
Change the 2 to a 4. It's a 400, Gary.
I corrected there, Joe. And give me the price on that again.
$400.
You have for sale. Make sure I got all this down right now. It's a Yaesu FTM-400XDR. That's a 2 meter 440 mobile transceiver. You would like $400 for it, correct so far?
Definitely.
Hey, buddy, got your contact information. Is area code 706-59951, correct?
And that's why you're a good net control, Gary. You're right on the money, buddy.
On the money tonight there, Joe. I had to change a 200 to a 400. I'm telling you what, it's tickling my throat. I'm going to have to see what that is. I don't like it, but I'm glad we got this listed for you. Does anyone need any fills on this Yaesu FTM-400XDR that Joe just listed? Now, Joe, but hopefully you'll get a call on this. We'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. And I do appreciate you letting me know about the other one that was sold. That way it helps me keep my book straight. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
Anymore. But anyway, I have here a almost new one. I bought it in November. Zygu, that's spelled X-I-E-G-U, X-I-E-G-U, G-90, G-90. It's a 10 meter to 160 meter, 20 watt transceiver. Over.
Give me that X-I-G-U, and give me the model number again.
Spelled X-I-E-G-U, with pronunciation, I guess I'm certain. X-I-E-G-U. The model number is G, as it's called, 90, G-90, over.
HF transmitter, transceiver.
A lot of people have seen some of the features on this. It's got a ton of things. Built-in, widest range tuner I've ever seen. Scope. It's a hybrid software-defined radio, hybrid SDR. And it's about the size of, well, maybe the size of your typical 2 meter mobile rig. Kind of longer than it is wide, but it's still very small. I think it only weighs 4 pounds. No, it's a little more than that. It's hefty. For its size, the thing is hefty. So I've got that, along with its usual, you know, stuff that came with it. I've got the original packaging, the power cord, the mic, of course, all that, and it's in excellent condition, not a scratch on it. I really haven't done any field work with it. It's just been in the house. Excellent rig. So anyway, I'd like to ask $400 for that, including a matching cable. You brought matching signal link USB data cable, not the signaling itself, but the data cable with it.
ZYU-G90 HF transceiver. It's a hybrid SDR. Works 10 through 160. Is that right?
Sure. The built-in tuner works on all those bands.
You have the original packaging, the microphone, the power cord, and the cable that hooks it up to your signal link. And what's the output wattage? I want to know the output wattage on it, but you want $400 for it, correct, so far?
The output is adjustable from 1 to 20 watts in 1-watt increments. And let me see, what else does it have? It has a built-in antenna analyzer, kind of a fairly narrow band one, but it works well. It's got a ton of features for it. It's been an amazing rig. I just got another 100-watt rig, and I just don't need this anymore.
Can the folks get in touch with you there, Doug?
This way is by email. The address that I've got in URZ, I believe, is drpatt@gmail.com. Delta Romeo Papa Alpha Tango Tango at gmail.com.
We got her down. Do appreciate you listening that with us. Does anyone need any feels on this ZYU-G90 HF transceiver that Doug just listed? That thing would be a blast to take, like a Summits on the Air or something of that nature, even it being QRP like that. But we got it listed. We'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. And that way I can keep my book straight up on this end.
Thanks much.
You take care down there. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Before we go into the reading of the SwapNet book, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hearing everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. We're just kind of listening to the SwapNet tonight.
Say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there, Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And I hope to see you Saturday there, buddy. Hope everything goes well. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. The first item we got up on the SwapNet book is for sale. Guy has a set of tubes for a Collins 32B. He also has a tube tester that he would let go with the tubes. He said to call for the price of them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fella has a matched pair of 6146B tubes. There's in the original packaging, still wrapped up, the boxes are taped together. Never been opened, and they would like $100 for them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200HP. That's a screwdriver antenna. It has a custom-made mount, the control cable, the top hat, and the whip, and he would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an LDG YT-1200. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC765. That's an all-mode HF transceiver. Has the Mars mod done to it. It works 10 to 160 meters. It does not have menus. This is an older transceiver. Big, heavy thing. Got four filters in it. Has a custom cover. has the HM12 microphone, the manual. It has a built-in antenna tuner and a built-in power supply, and he would like $575 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a CDE, or high-gain, rotator. It's a CD45 Roman numeral 2. He's got the hardware, the control box. It all works well. They've gone through it and put new bearings and grease in it, and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item I got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT7800R. That's a dual-band 2-meter 440 FM transceiver. He would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items or find the items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight over on this end. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start to rag you. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, this is KM4OIA. I am actually interested in the Yaesu 7800, but not currently at this time. I probably will later. How often do we do the swap meet checks? I'm unfamiliar with this.
Good evening to KM4OIA. And, I have the SwapNet every Wednesday night. You know, after I get the formal portion of the net, you know, we get all the check-ins and we do the SwapNet, and then we go on to the RagJU. But it's every Wednesday night.
Set in mind, I've got a mobile unit installed in his radio inside of his vehicle, and I don't think he's on the Briars network, and I'll let him know about that. But I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. This is KM4OIA. I'll be clear.
Again, before you go?
In Spartanburg.
Well, we do appreciate you checking in with us and asking the questions. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller each night. But Wednesday night's the only night we have the swap net. I've been doing that for too many years now. I'm not going to say. But I have been doing it for a while. But hopefully you can tell your buddy about it, and if it's still available, we'd be happy to get him the contact information. All righty, any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KF4QM. Kilowatt Foxtrot 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
Whiskey 4, November, Whiskey Bravo, W4 and WB. Robbie in Inman, negative and negative. Good evening, everybody.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Bravo, Bravo. That's KG4WBB. My name is Steve. I'm on the Echo Link in Martinez, Georgia. Good to hear you guys tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KF4QM, Mr. Eric. He's over in 6 Mile. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eric. And W4NWB, Mr. Robbie up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robbie. And KG4WBB, Mr. Steve, down there across the creek in Martinez, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Here to Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up in Traveler's Rest. Ray, what have you been up to, young man?
The phone I talked to you, Gary. Not much of anything, really. We've had a rather peaceful day. And haven't accomplished a whole lot, but we haven't failed anything much either. Had a little bump in the back door on my truck. I've been working on it. And and started out and I was trying to figure out that would be the best way to get to it. Looked like I was going to have to pull all that stuff off the inside of the door. And then I remembered a tube that I picked up many years ago. And believe it or not, it was still my toolbox. Called a dent puller. It's a small slide hammer with a chuck on the end of it that you can put a sheet metal screw in. You drill a small hole at a critical point in that sheet metal and screw that sheet metal screw into that hole and use that slide hammer and pull it right out. You'd be surprised how good it works, Gary. Anyhow, I got the dent out and did a little bit of polishing up on it with some Bondo. There ain't nothing in there thicker than an eighth of an inch. So I think I got most of the work done when I pulled the dent out. Anyway, we got it all smoothed up, painted. Looks like it belongs to somebody again. That would have been my biggest project for today, and I'm not pleased that it was successful, Lord.
What, Ray? I have seen those slide hammers like that. I hadn't used them very much. I've used them a little bit, but I'm not very proficient at body work. I can work on the engine and all that, but of course I hadn't done enough of it, I guess, to be proficient. Maybe that's all it takes is a little more practice, but I'm glad you got the little dent out and got it back the way you wanted it, and that's the main thing. You knew it was there, and it bothered you a little bit, and you wanted it fixed, and you took care of it. But I'm glad you got that done. I was out in the garden yesterday, and got it all, everything cleaned out, and got it turned and tilled, and was going to throw out my greens seeds yesterday. And Joy said that she saw on the news we're supposed to get a lot of heavy rain. And so I said, well, I don't believe I'm going to throw them seeds out because I don't want them to all wash away right now. So I've waited to plant my greens patch. So we'll get that done another day. Had to go to the doctor today for a couple of little tests to just follow up stuff. I don't see him till the 30th, but I had to go get the test done today.
Well, I got to go see my local doctor tomorrow, and he's just a checkup. Nothing exciting to worry about, I think. He's just going to make sure everything's still going all right. You know, I kind of appreciate him looking out for me like that. But, set some new rules. You don't go in there and you sit down and wait for them to get to you anymore. You don't, they were told to say you don't come in here until about 5 minutes before your appointment time. And, of course, you have to wear the mask and all that stuff. But we'll survive it. Hope so, anyhow. Now, these, I've played around with the sheet metal work. I'm not what, I don't consider myself a really good at it, and a long way from being an expert. But if I use my time and take my time and be careful with it and pay attention to what I'm doing, I can usually make it look passable, and that's better than having to take it to the shop and leave it for a week and then pay a couple $100 to get that dent pulled. I don't think you ever knew him, Gary. Did you ever know of a fella called Runt Kramer here at Traveler's Rest?
No, sir, that name is not familiar.
Well, he was an artist when it come to work for working sheet metal. He worked on a car that had been turned over. There wasn't a place on the top on that top anywhere that you could lay your hand that didn't have a dent in it. When he got through with it, it looked brand new. And he taught me some things. He taught me where to find the stress points in your dent. And that makes things a lot easier. You find a stress point, relieve the stress point, and the venom just about come out by itself. He taught me to use a torch instead of a hammer. I stopped and think about it a minute. And it works, Gary. And what you do is use a torch to heat the point where cause the point where it's got a vehicle in it to expand. When it expands, it pushes the dent out. It's like a little more to it than just, I'm oversimplifying it, but you get the point anyway. But he taught me how to use the torch to get the dents out and how to use a slide hammer and things like that. Anyhow, I appreciate him teaching me what he did. And I wish he was around here to teach me some more, but the fella, he had a bad accident. He was went down one morning and to work on his car in the shop, and he was working underneath the car with a torch, and the hose on the torch hooked over a bucket of gasoline that he had sitting over there on the floor and turned it over. I don't need to elaborate on anything else. But anyhow, he was a good body man. He was a good person otherwise, too. So I miss him. But that's been a long time ago, Hogan.
About that, Ray, but, gosh, I hate that accident that he had. Seems like I remember something vaguely about that. I'm not sure. I'm sure it was on the news or in the paper or something, and I probably read it, but I don't remember. But anyway, you know, the folks that have been in the trade, doesn't matter what trade it is, if they've been in it for a while, they know a few tricks. And if you listen to them, most of the time they'll share the tricks with you. As long as you don't got to go in there and try to tell them what they're doing.
I tell you one way you can turn them off, you go in and ask a guy a question. He goes to the trouble of answering your question, and you go back at him, well, I knew that. If you knew it, why did you come and ask me over?
There you go. Well, years and years ago, my father-in-law, I call him Daddy, he was teaching me about appliance service. And he said the biggest thing to do in appliance service is listen to the customer. He said if you listen to the customer 90% of the time, they'll tell you what's wrong with the machine.
Well, the same thing goes to about your automobile. Yeah, I used to do quite a bit of mechanical work here in my younger days. And a lot of times I spent the night working at the telephone company, come home and work all day with on the cars here in the backyard, then get up and go back to the work with the telephone company again that night. But, you know, that gets old after a while. I'm glad I got out of that. Anyhow, he could tell you what the car is doing and how it sounds and describe it to you. And if you know your business, he'll tell you what's wrong with it. And, it pays to listen and pay attention to what they're trying to tell you. They don't know the right terms sometimes, but they can get the point across. The talking about the people helping you, I have dealt with people in a lot of different trades, and I've always been able to get some help from them. Yeah, I ask a question and usually get a reasonable answer, but that's what I just told you a while ago. Well, you don't come back in. Well, I knew that. You ask him a question, you listen politely and thank him for answering it, and then go on about your business and leave him do what he's got to do. Most of them are proud of their trade, Gary. If they're good at it, they're proud of it, and rightfully so, because it takes a lot of time and effort and study and hard work sometimes to get to the point where you can answer a question for a person. So they're proud of their trade and they like to help you, and the better ones don't mind helping you because they ain't got nothing to hide. They've already got it made. They're not having to worry about you coming along and taking their job away from them, Roman.
But that does mean a lot. But, you know, Ray, I've often thought, you know, whatever happened to the apprenticeship stuff that we used to do, you know, in the labor field? There used to be craftsmen, and they have their apprentice and that sort of thing. I'm sure they still got some of that going on somewhere, but you don't see it much.